This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's Charlene and Ellie here from the Home or Drink podcast, and sometimes we tend to compare our lives to others.
I know social media definitely does that for me.
You can find yourself wishing that your life looked like someone else's.
You also hear the phrase, comparison is the thief of joy, and it's so true. It might look like someone has it all together on Instagram, but in reality, they probably don't. Therapy can help you focus on what you want instead of what others have, so you can start living your best life.
I think that's what I love about therapy. You can just go to therapy for everything.
Everything and anything.
Any problem you have, no matter how big or small,
yeah,
it's going to help. If you're thinking of starting therapy, definitely give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Our listeners can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/HMD. That's betterhelp.com/HMD. Go Loud.
Welcome to Hold My Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode where I was going to say we, but I'm a lone soldier today, guys. This is a bonus episode where I get to be a little bit looser, maybe a little bit more off the cuff, you know, a little bit less restricted, just give the raw advice and whatnot. But today's episode is very kindly sponsored by Primark or Penneys, which is your one-stop shop for your holiday packing this summer. I'm just back actually from a trip, popped into Penneys to get my packing cubes. Lads, if you aren't on the packing cube journey yet, you need to get on it. They're really life-changing. I don't know what the maths is behind them or how they work, but packing cubes are honestly 10 out of 10. I got lovely purple ones in Penneys. They literally have it all. I went in and got all my jewellery, all your bits and bobs. I feel like anybody going on holidays, you just always have to do that Penneys dash before your summer holidays. Depending on what kind of packer you are, you can go in and get everything, whether you're the airport dad, the last minute packer, the overpacker, the underpacker. I was actually an overpacker going away last week and shockingly didn't get charged for it. Wee-hey, thanks a million. But Penneys literally have it all. Luggage, packing, toiletries, swim. The swim actually is stunning in there at the minute. It's absolutely gorgeous. So make sure to pop into your local Penneys to check out all their gorgeous summer bits from the latest summer collection or see what is in store before you head to the shop on their online stock finder. Rant of the week. Guys, because it's only me today, I feel like I have nobody to bounce off my rant with. So this is just going to be me literally venting about something that actually had quite a big impact in my life for a while. If you know, you know. Misleading food pictures. Lads, I've eaten so much over the last week or so that has been so, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, underwhelming. I've seen pictures of them and I've just been like, aw. You look at a picture of some sort of food. Now, majority of them have all been takeaways, I'm not even going to lie. But, yeah, I've seen so many pictures of these gorgeous takeaways and like we all have these lists or ideas. We see TikToks and stuff of these food places that we want to go to and try. Did that recently and I was so underwhelmed. Might not say where it's from. Oh, something just fell in here. Might not say where it's from, but I don't know. I don't know actually if this is even a big thing around Dublin. It's basically a spice like box. Spice box, but it's fish. So it's like battered, it's like a chipper and a Chinese kind of mixed into one. Battered fish, but it's like spiced, like a spice bag. So underwhelming. Could not believe it. Was so disappointed. Got this big box with chips. There was chicken fingers in it now. They were like just goujons that you could have put in the air fryer. And battered bits of fish. Had the veg and all. You have your little tub of curry sauce in the middle. Oh my God. And when you work something up in your head so much and then you have it and you're disappointed, there's nothing worse. I was so sad. I think I was trying to force myself to like it. I was like, yeah, this is really good. No, it's absolute muck. We'll never, ever, ever be getting it again. So my rant for this week is literally how underwhelming food places can be. I feel like it's so easy to make something look good. Oh, this is why I was saying this was such a big part of my life for a few years is like knowing how to take Well, I didn't, but knowing how to take like good food pictures, it's so easy to make them look like they're going to be absolutely banging. And then there's nothing worse when they turn out to be, oh, excuse me, absolute shite. Also learned as well that a lot of the like food pictures that we do see, so like whether it's fast food restaurants or like, I don't know, Michelin star restaurants, whatever it is, a lot of the food pictures that you see in advertising, I think I only found this out recently, is not even food. It's literally not even food. It comes up on my TikTok all the time as well, actually. Like, there's actual like food photographers and the stuff that they use. So for instance, ice. So they can't actually take pictures of, say it was like a real icy drink or something. Can't actually use real ice, because imagine how long it actually takes to take the picture. The ice would clearly obviously melt. They use like gelatin. So it's like jelly, clear jelly. So babes, when we're all looking at these gorgeous chilly icy drinks with all the drips down the side of the glass and all, that glass is probably hot. It's not even real ice we're looking at. We're literally being fooled and codded everywhere. So yeah, the rant this week is how annoyed I am and underwhelmed I am when I see a banging bit of food that I think I work it up in my head and I'm going to think it's going to be 10 out of 10, and then I go and get it and it's dirt. So there's my useless rant of the week. If you agree with my rant, or you want to let me know if that's ever happened to you before, if there's something that springs to the top of your mind when I mention that little story, you can let us know. You can email holdmydrink@golnownow.com or follow the Instagram holdmydrinkpod. Let me know if you've ever had an underwhelming meal after seeing it on social media or seeing it somewhere and it's been dirt. If I was you. So this is where I get to give you very honest and raw advice about what I would do if I was you. So I can't give you maybes. Can't give you any of that crack. I just have to tell you exactly what I would do. Sometimes this is also the best advice because it's coming from an outside perspective. Being in something and asking like a friend or a family member for advice, yes, it is good. But sometimes you need that third party that isn't involved, that doesn't really know the ins and outs and will tell you the honest, raw truth. So all of these have been sent into our email address, holdmydrink@golnownow.com. And this is the only way that we take your suggestions for this segment. So not through DMs. We always keep them anonymous as well. So if you ever want to send something into us to the email address, everything is always anonymous. We don't know anyone. So if I was you, hey, gals. My other gal isn't here today, so sad. Hey, gals. Absolutely love the pod and the both of yous. I'm sending this dilemma on behalf of my best friend. She has absolutely no idea that I'm doing this and I would be killed. She would 100% be listening as she is obsessed with the both of yous. To cut a long story short, she met this guy on the Saturday of fruits. Fruits, I'm guessing, is forbidden fruit, yes? They both noticed each other and made eye contact. On a few occasions, he came over and approached her and asked for her name on Instagram, etc. One of the girls wanted to go to the toilet, so we all went as there was only the three of us. The night was over, so we just decided to go, but she has him on Insta. I'm trying to convince her it's okay to make the first move, but she's fully convinced that that's the man's job and would never do that, so she feels if he was that interested, he would have contacted her by now. Just to add, she's genuinely the most gorgeous person inside and out, and she doesn't know that any man would be lucky to have her. Girl, do it. We're in 2024. It's not a man's world anymore. I think just do it. I've done it before and it's worked. Also, I'm thinking maybe he didn't like fully type in her name or something. Like maybe, so in an ideal world, I'm thinking if they exchanged Instagrams, she got his. Like maybe did he type in hers, but he never followed it, or like, that's what I'm thinking. Also, maybe he was, I don't know, locked. And like, not that you can't remember, actually, that's not really a good excuse. I think just do it, fuck it, if you're interested. There's nothing worse than sitting in that limbo of like the unknown of, oh, should I, shouldn't I? Sometimes even if it isn't like the reaction you want or the answer you want, it's better to know than not know. Like sitting in the unknown of, oh, does he fancy me? Doesn't he fancy me? Like, you're always going to be thinking that unless you get a solid answer out of it. Like, I think, like, I'm a terrible flirt, girls. Like, really shit flirt. But, like, and I know if Charlene was here, I know if she was here, she would say, don't do that, you freak. Would you send him, like, see, I always think humour is the best way to get someone's attention. Maybe that's just because I'm easily, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm easily flirted with, maybe. I don't know. Somebody who can make me laugh will literally win me over in a heartbeat. So I always think humour is the best approach to every situation in life, which sometimes isn't great. But could you make him laugh? Like, send him something funny, like a funny meme? Or, like, was there something that the two of you were chatting about or forbidden fruits that you could say to him? Or could you just text him saying, hi, hey? Like, what's the worst outcome out of this is going to be he either doesn't open the message, he doesn't text you back, or he does text you back and he's just with shit to talk to. Like, because it was forbidden fruit as well, maybe, like, she might actually not even fancy him that much. Like, he could be terrible crack. Do you know what I mean? I think it's worse to not know than to know. So you're going to tell her to text him, or like a story or something, or like, yeah, do something small maybe instead of just text him first. Start with something small. But none of this lark in 2024 of leaving up to the men. We just can't leave them responsible anymore, girls. We can't. If we want something, we go after it. And if it doesn't work out the way we want, that's absolutely fine too. At least then we know. So you're going to tell him to text him, or like a story, like his picture. I'm trying to think what Keira Ryan was saying. She scrolls down and likes some of his pictures and stuff, or she reacts fire emojis to his stories. But I think, yeah, we're not leaving it up to the men. Girlies, if we want it, we go after it. So you're going to tell him, or you're going to tell her to text him. We have another one here. Hey girls, I love the pod and have been listening from the very start. I'm going into the third year of my college course in nutrition and I have to repeat my exams during the summer. This isn't the first time I've had to repeat exams, and during my second year, I was constantly doubting if the course was for me, even contemplating dropping out in November. My mom is against me dropping out, but my dad says once I'm happy, he's happy. I'm asking for help or advice or any wise words as what to do. This is my third year is my final year, and I don't know if I should stick it out till it's done or what do I do. Any help would be appreciated. Love you both. I'm not going to lie, I'm very shit with the whole college advice, only for the simple fact that I only lasted 3 months and I knew it wasn't for me and left. So in my head, I would tell you to leave. But I know so much on the other hand as well, it is if you only have a small amount of time, do you just stick it out? Like, there's so many different ways of looking at this. So you're going into your third year, you could just stick it out, finish the third year, and then you'll have that degree, or whatever way that works out. Like, you'll have a degree behind you. But then also you could say, if it's something you're never ever going to do in your life, if you know it's something you hate now, if you know, like, I will never ever use this, are you going to be sitting in something now that you're literally wasting your time in when you could go off and do something else? Like, I love how your dad just says, like, if you're happy, he's happy. Like, is it worth being unhappy in something to keep other people happy? You need to put yourself first. I think maybe if you really know in your head that this is not for you, you're never going to use it. Like, if it's something that when you do come out of it, your degree might stand to you a little bit, I would say maybe stick it out. Like, a college year isn't a full year either. Like, it's, what is it, September to May maybe. So if it is something that you might end up using or could work to your advantage in the future, I would say stick it out. Like, I wish I stuck out college. But then again, I didn't really need it. I don't need it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a limbo stage. But I would say, if you know in your heart of hearts, you're not happy there, if it's taking away your happiness, your time, like, if you could be putting all of your energy into something else that would fulfill you more, I think you should sit your mom down and just say, Listen, mama. Like, you just need to explain it to her. Like, you're a big girl now. You're in college. It's your decision. Like, if you know you're not going to regret it, I think you need to just tell your mom you could be doing something else. I think mothers have the fear of you dropping out of college and school and stuff and just doing nothing. Like, but if it means you, like I said, putting your time into something else that you could, that could benefit you in your life, I don't see why she shouldn't be happy for you then. Maybe this is just a sit-down conversation with the parents, but I would say, I'm going to give you two answers. I would say, if you think it might benefit you in the long run to have that degree, stick out the year. If it was 3 years, I'd tell you absolutely not, sack it in the bin. But because it's only 1 year left, if it's something that will benefit you going forward, stick it out. If, on the other hand, though, you don't think you're ever going to use it, you're wasting your time now, you're only being more and more unhappy, sit down with your mom and drop out. Two very different answers there, girl. But yeah, it could go either way. Because I don't know the whole, like, yeah, I don't know the whole story of if you're going to, like, use it or not. But they're the two ways I would go anyway if it was me. You can send your dilemmas or your first world problems or your rants into holdmydrink@goaloudnow.com. Guys, that's me for my little solo bonus episode. Let me know if you are bored out of your heads yet. New episodes of Hold My Drink, our main episode, comes out every Wednesday, and then Extra Juice that you're listening to now, they come out every Monday. A huge, huge, big thank you to Pennies for sponsoring this episode. You know that we absolutely adore you and love you. So if you're listening and you're heading off on your Hollybops, pop into Pennies. Make sure to like, rate and subscribe on whatever podcast platform you are listening to right now. I don't have my bird here beside me to say bye, but I will talk to you soon when the two of us are back together. And I love you. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.